Public News Service Thursday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. The Senate early this morning passed President Trump's requested clawback of $9 billion in federal funding for the Public Broadcasting Service, National Public Radio, and foreign aid programs. That from Axios. They report it's a win for conservative fiscal hawks who wanted to follow up on DOGE's work, while Democrats fear the victory for the White House opens the door to more rescissions packages, negating bipartisan spending deals. The package will now need to gain final approval in the House, which is facing a Friday deadline to get the measure to Trump. Meantime, Florida's attorney general is facing backlash from LGBTQ plus advocates after threatening legal action over a transgender athlete policy.
Critics argue the state's move to threaten suit of the nonprofit U.S. Masters Swimming in order to force it to reverse its new transgender participation policy is a distraction from more pressing issues. John Harris Maurer with Equality Florida calls it a pattern of scapegoating.
The timing of this is suspect because really the legislature took up this issue 4 years ago in terms of transgender participation in sports. We know that everybody deserves a chance to participate, a chance to play and learn the important life lessons that come from being part of a team.
In 2021, Florida's Republican governor signed a bill barring transgender females from playing on public school teams intended for student athletes born as girls. Uthmeyer said the organization's change in policy allowing transgender athletes to compete violates Florida law and is discriminatory. I'm Tramell Gomes.
And a New Hampshire judge has ruled the state's lawsuit against the social media platform TikTok can proceed.
Lawyers for the state claim the company exploits children through addictive design features like infinite scrolling and push notifications. They raise issue with how this impacts child mental health as well as the collection of personal data without parental consent. Assistant Attorney General Brandon Chase calls the court's decision a significant legal win.
The court recognized that New Hampshire has a vital interest in safeguarding the health and well-being of its children from the harms of social media addiction.
Attorneys for the company argue it's the videos created by third-party users that draw people to the platform, not the app's design features. I'm Catherine Carley.
Next to Michigan, where elected officials to protect America and the Climate Action Campaign are joining Benton Harbor leaders, highlighting how climate smart policies improve quality of life. Marcus Muhammad is mayor of Benton Harbor.
And I stand today to preserve and protect not just energy, but protect our democracy, because checks and balances is the glue that keeps this government together.
Part of the funding will renovate the Bobo Brazil Community Center, turning it into a pilot microgrid alternative energy project. Opponents to the projects argue the billions spent on clean energy would be better used for immediate economic needs. This is Public News Service. Pennsylvania will join a nationwide movement today, marking the 5th annual Congressman John Lewis National Day of Action.
Protesters will honor the late congressman's legacy by mobilizing voters, defending civil rights, and pushing back against laws and policies organizers say threatens democracy. Brianna Ripka with the League of Women Voters of Pennsylvania says good trouble means speaking out against injustice and voter suppression.
Honoring John Lewis today means rising to protect all of our democratic freedoms because they're all under threat. It's all about defending our democracy just like John Lewis did. And I really encourage folks to find an event in their community, whether it's a rally, a march, a teach-in, or just showing up. You can make a difference by being present and making a little good trouble of your own.
More than 1,600 Good Trouble Lives On demonstrations are planned nationwide, including rallies across Pennsylvania from Pittsburgh to Lancaster to Chester. Critics argue the events are partisan and misrepresent legal efforts to protect election integrity. Danielle Smith reporting.
And strawberry season is a cherished summer tradition in Ohio, but a fungal outbreak is devastating crops and hurting both growers and families looking forward to UPIC outings.
Ohio State University researchers are stepping in to help. Melanie Lewis Ivy is an associate professor of plant pathology and extension specialist at OSU. She says the disease Neopestalatiopsis, or NeoP, is wiping out transplants before they can produce fruit. She warns farmers to be cautious about what they receive.
They want to implement practices that will prevent the introduction once it gets into the field. More importantly, we need to identify varieties that are less susceptible or resistant to this disease, and that's going to require several years of research.
The disease isn't harmful to humans, but has killed crops across the state. Ivy says funding cuts to federal and state research programs have slowed the response, though OSU has provided some emergency funding. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
Finally, if you're heading to the library soon to round out your summer reading plans in Minnesota, there's a good chance you can also check out materials that let you know how your blood pressure is faring.
In a partnership with the American Heart Association, more than 75 branches across the state now allow people with a library card to check out blood pressure kits for free. The East Central Regional Library System, covering six counties north of the Twin Cities, participates. Assistant Director Rachel Garrett Howell says it creates awareness for people who don't pay attention to this underlying health issue.
One of our branches had a person come in and say, "I couldn't believe it when I saw it that you were going to start carrying blood pressure kits. My doctor's been asking me to start monitoring my blood pressure, and now I can do it."
This is Mike Moen for Minnesota News Connection.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member endlessly supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.